The Steve Miller Band taking you on a Jet Airliner this morning, Friday morning, 25 minutes to 9. And I want to catch up with Tom Smirk, my sports dude. There's an interesting event coming up tonight. It's called the AFLX. Smook, good morning. Are you going to be watching the AFLX today?
Sean, I'm going to sit down on my couch and have a look at what monstrosity that the AFL unfolds today for the AFLX.
So you will watch it, though?
Oh, you know, mate, Sean, yeah, I'm a football man. I can't help myself. I know there's footy on and I know there's going to be good players. So I'm going to sit down at about 4 o'clock this afternoon and have a beer and see how all the WA boys go and the Eagles players. And I've made some notes here on the rules if you'd like to hear them. And I'm as confused as you'll be and probably the listeners.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to make my comparison. This is how I describe AFLX. It's a bit like like an entree. A bit like maybe let's say the entree is broccoli, but not steamed or cooked broccoli, just raw broccoli. It looks funky. It's all a bit different and not right.
Yeah, and then there's no main meal afterwards. It just finishes.
No, it just finishes. That's it. Give us the rules.
Oh, well, we've got 2 10-minute halves and 8 on the field at any time. Now, I think each team has 14 in their squad, so 8 on the field and unlimited interchanges. When you're having a set shot at goal, you've only got 10 seconds instead of the usual 30. 25-metre penalties instead of 50. Now, Sean, there's something that I have read is called the launch zone. And if you kick a goal from the launch zone, you get 10 points. There's last touch out of bounds. Look, it's going to be confusing.
What's the launch zone? Is that just outside 50, I assume?
I'm going to say it's probably outside 40 to promote some extra scoring. But we've got 5 flyers. We've got Eddie Betts' deadlies, Jack Rewalt's rampage, and Paddy Dangerfield's bolts. So there's certainly some quality players lining up. Plenty of WA guys running around. Brad Hill, Louis Jetta, Willie Rioli, Neville Jetta, Tim Kelly, who'll be back at West Coast next year.
You wish, mate. Timmy Kelly's just going to fall in love with Geelong in a matter of minutes. They'll take him to the Ford factory and all the heritage, and he'll stick around, I promise.
Mate, no heritage at the Ford factory anymore, mate. He won't want to be a part of that next year. But there's plenty of WA guys running around, and it'll be a bit of fun. It seems like the players that are over there are enjoying it. There's been a lot of last-minute outs across sort of the last week or so. But the players make a little bit of money, and it seems like they're not taking it too seriously. And you know what? People will probably end up watching it and we'll have a laugh and it won't hurt anyone.
Yeah,
so it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's true. No, I guess there is a bit of money being laid out by the AFL, which could go elsewhere, would be the only argument against it. Otherwise, it's just a bit of a hit and giggle.
Sean for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
That's a song for the Gibson football coach, Krugs. He loves it. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates at 7:47 Triple M. And another one for Krugs, this next story. It caught my eye. The prospect of the AFL rolling out LED screens on the interchange bench. What are the screens for? Well, they're going to have symbols on them, which basically correspond to certain meanings, like maybe flood back, perhaps slow down the play, or even something as simple as just kick more goals, we're behind. I've got Tom Smirk on the line. We've been speaking sport this morning. Mate, it's really fascinating, this LED screen. What's your take on it?
Yeah, it's pretty strange, Sean. I've been reading about this the last couple of days, and I'm still not quite sure about how this one's going to work. But it's like you say, there's going to be a big LED screen, which the clubs still haven't received yet, and they're getting a bit anxious about that. They've been told they'll have it by JLT2, but they'll get given the 40 different signals that can go onto that board, and I don't think they'll have assigned meanings by the AFL, but each club will be able to assign whatever meaning they want to those signals so that the opposition doesn't know, but their players will understand.
It's a lot for the players, isn't it?
It's a lot for the players to take in. I mean, I'm running around chasing a footy with 17 other blokes trying to chase me and trying to do the same thing. But every 20 or 30 seconds, I've just got to be sneaking a look over to the interchange to check out whether there's a ... exclamation mark hashtag dash, which means I've got to change my running patterns from 45 degrees to 70 degrees.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's it. Oh, and your head will literally be on a swivel. Everyone, can you imagine looking at this game, the spectacle, and seeing every player just staring at the interchange bench because there's new symbols that come up?
It's going to be very strange. And there's some intelligent players in the AFL who will be able to adapt to this very quickly. But as a general rule, professional athletes can be on the lower end of the intellect scale at times.
And they could be excused for being like that as well, because it's not their job to be intelligent and smart. It's their job to chase the pigskin and kick some snagger rolls.
A lot of them have chosen this career path and they didn't focus on their education. They focused on becoming a professional athlete, and that's absolutely fair enough. But, I mean, it's going to create all sorts of problems. People that don't have perfect vision are going to really struggle with this if they're on the far wing and they have to look for a sign. I don't know how big these signs are going to be. I don't think there's been any indication of that. The poor runners are going to be out of a job. They're creating unemployment, the AFL, so that's disappointing.
Oh, I think we'll leave it there on that sad note for the runners and the visually impaired. Both you and I wear glasses, so we feel that pain, which will be not being able to read the LED sign. Fascinating stuff. Heaps of footy and sport and everything on this weekend. I've covered it with Smook this morning. Thanks, mate.
All right, Matt. Thanks for that.